whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 251. Today is Saturday, February 6, 2021. I'm your host, Lita. Joining me this week is Fair. Hey, Fair! Welcome!
Hi there! Thank you for having me.
Oh, as always, thank you for saying yes when I ask you. Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Yes. So thank you very much. I just want to say that even though it's February 6th for you guys, it was February 5th was my dad's birthday. And I just want to say, not that he's ever going to listen to this, but happy birthday, Dad. And enjoy this coming year. It's going to be fun. Lots of things
happy
happening.
Happy birthday, Lita's dad.
Yeah. So, yeah. He did have a really lovely day. We didn't get around to doing a couple of things due to, obviously, you know, COVID-related issues. But he had a good day and seemed to enjoy. We bought some Thai. Do you guys like Thai food? Love Thai.
I love it. I had it for lunch, actually.
Oh, did you? What did you have?
I had shrimp pad Thai.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. I think we had a chicken pad Thai. And the place that we go to does specifically tries to make sure that it's very gluten-free, because my sister is intolerant. So yeah, she made all the food, like all of it, the rices and all the noodly stuff and everything was gluten-free, which was fantastic. Like, you know, so yeah, I had satay chicken. We had chicken with ginger and veggies. There was all sorts of things. So yeah, so it was.
Oh, that sounds great.
It was really nice. I do love, like, I love Chinese food, but Thai food is just, to me, just that little bit better in my personal opinion. So yeah, I do love.
Yeah, Thai I have food. A really good place it delivers. So
oh, nice, nice, excellent. All right. Well, other than that, thank you for coming and joining me, Fair. I do appreciate it. We've got a couple of things that we want to talk about. So one of the things, and this all stemmed from a little bit of fun that we had, about a week ago, when Dark Moon Fair hit, and there was a couple of, I'm not gonna say that we were like freaking out completely, we kind of were, but we thought we'd talk about some world events. And obviously Dark Moon Fair is finishing today, so for those that haven't utilized it, go utilize it, you know, this now is the time. And also we've just had Lunar Festival's just started, and just around the corner is I've gone completely blank.
Love is in the air.
Thank you. Love is in the air. I should know that one. So, you know, so at the moment we're kind of, you know, it's world event, this, that, and the other. So we thought we'd have a little chat about that and about what we found and were slightly freaking out about Dark Moon Fair, just in case if this arises again, that you guys have got an idea of, hang on, you know, maybe it's not as disastrous as it is looking at that moment. So, Fair. Basically, Dark Moon Fair, let's talk about that. So, you know, yes. I know you're avid participator in Dark Moon Fair, as I am. We love it. We go there for lots of reasons. So tell me how Dark Moon Fair went for you this month?
Well, yes, as you say, I am an avid Dark Moon Fair goer. My pacifist usually hits up the place the first night that it becomes available to do her profession quests. And you know, the experience isn't so great now that she's 50, but I still want the profession points. Just I like to get them. To my surprise, when I got there, I turned in my little archaeology one because I happened to have the fossil ruins to do it because I had that quest in my bag. I couldn't get any other profession quests. It's like, they don't like me. Nobody has any quests for me. And I was talking to Leda on Discord, and she goes, "What do you mean?" I said, "Nada, nothing." It's like, I think she thought I was crazy. But, like, yeah.
What? I'm like, what? Let me go check it. What? Let me go check it out.
It's just too weird. Yeah, so both of us took probably half the tunes we own to the fair to check it out. And some of them could get the quest and some of them could not. So this was a conundrum, a puzzle.
Yeah, we did go through every scenario that we thought was viable because it wasn't making sense. We were looking at tunes that were, over 50. Some had the quest, some didn't. We were looking at Threads of Fate. Was this being something that was, inadvertently creating an issue? Like, we were looking at everything. We looked at the lower tunes versus the higher tunes and all sorts of things. And some had the quest, some didn't. So we were very concerned at that point.
Yeah, that's a good word for it.
Not freaking out.
Might be the other. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, not freaking out. That's per se, maybe a little, but we were...
Well, speak for yourself. I was freaking out.
You were freaking out, yeah. It was a bit of a conundrum. We didn't know why there seemed to be, this whole... Why is it allowing for these tunes and not for these ones? It just, at that time, we couldn't figure out why there was an issue. So we looked on Wowhead, we looked on the forums, we came up with a possible scenario as to what, some people thought it might be. But ultimately, we waited until the clock ticked over, wasn't it? Really?
Yeah. I mean, answered the question was the date changing from January to February.
Yeah.
Apparently, this is one of the first, it's the first time I've noticed it, instance where there were two Dark Moon Fairs in 1 month.
Yeah.
And the Blizz tracking system did not know what to do with itself about that. It said, "You can't have this quest. You've done it already."
Pretty much. Yeah. So once it ticked over to the 1st of February, we were fine. Like, all the quests, we both double-checked. It was like, yeah, of course.
Everything
because the month
was there.
Yeah. But even I was saying to Execute, I think, and to you, like, when we were, I'm going, why are they starting Dark Moon Fair on the 31st? Like, they always start it the first week, the first Sunday. For me, it's always the first Sunday of the month. Why didn't they wait until, today to be starting it? And then you look at the calendar and go, well, perhaps because Luna was starting, Luna Festival, and you've got Lovers in the Air, maybe Blizzard just went, it's probably a little bit too much to be giving them Dark Moon Fair on top of, these other two bigger world events. So that's what I'm kind of guessing, that they
maybe
just went,
it
move
be.
It forward. Yeah. We'll just move it forward a week.
In January, the DMF earlier in the month started rather late, just because of the way the days fell.
Yes.
So it wasn't that long a time in between.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of kind of strange.
Yeah.
One thing that's amusing is on the tunes that I could do the quests, I could do them again the next day.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because you did it on the 31st of January, which means as soon as February ticked over, they're like, it's a whole different month. You can do it again, which is yay.
So some of them got a little freebie there.
Nice. That's hilarious. So yeah, so that's the thing to remember. So guys, next time if this ever happens again and anyone's freaking out in us, hopefully we will remember this to be, hey, has there already been a Dark Moon Fair technically this month? Because Blizzard would be tracking it as you've already utilized it. So wait till, you know, the month ticks to the new month. So yay, easy solution.
Yes, just wait for the data change.
Yes, exactly. So other than that, anything, you know, then no problems, everyone?
No, everything normal.
Yep, cool. Excellent. All right. So that's, and as we know, Dark Moon Fair is going to be finishing in roughly, I'm going to be saying just probably about 6 hours? No, maybe.
Yeah, 6 to 7 hours, something like that.
Yeah, time. So if you want to get yourself a bag, obviously no good for bloodthirsties. So if you're blood, sorry. But if you've got a pacifist, you know, or your iron, like take on off, go pick up the quest, which you can pick up at level 3 from memory now. I think was level 3.
It's pretty low. I don't remember the number.
It is pretty low. So, you know, go pick it up. You can take, if you've got enough, copper, silver, take, you know, the Dark Moon Fair mage will port you straight there and go get yourself. You utilize the quest to hand in and get your tickets, and then utilize your tickets by buying the Dark Moon Fair bag, which is unique, and then you can sell it back to the vendor for 2 gold 50. And if you do that 4 times, and on the 5th time you keep yourself the bag, you've got a nice little 16 slot bag to get you, you know, to make a little bit more bag space. So there. Tiber says, I always like when Dark Moon Fair closed on the daylight savings clock change and we used to get an extra day. Nice.
Oh, nice. Yes.
Nice. Good thing about daylight savings, it doesn't affect me. So that's the thing. But in game, that is fantastic. We always like a little bit of bonus. Bonus XP for challenge tunes is always good.
For sure. One thing that I don't know if everybody knows, it's been true for several months now, but you do not need, for your profession quests, you don't need any skill level in the profession. If you're a pacifist or a working man and you have 0 fishing skill, as long as you've trained fishing, you can get the fishing quest. You don't have to get to 75 in all those professions anymore.
That's a big change because, you know,
that's a huge change. Saves a lot of time fishing.
Exactly, because you can just go to Dark Moon Fair and why not fish up, because you can fish up the bloated thrashers, which will give you some money. You know, it's actually probably worthwhile doing that, because going to Boralis now to fish is a bit
pointless. The junk is worthless now.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So, you know, by fishing up the Darkmoor, Dark Moon... what are they?
Dagger fins or something? Dagger maws. I don't know.
Yeah. You can keep them in your bank ready for next month to sell them. Or if you've done it early enough, like put them up on the auction house. People are always after, you know, buying some. So it's always good. Getting fishes in Dark Moon Fair with low fishing can take some time. Yeah, that's true. But, you know, if you
go to the pools.
If you persevere, you always get it in the pool. Go to the pools. And also, if you get those bloated thrashers, that's fantastic. Just be very careful if you're running around the island. And if Moonfang is up, get the hell away from there. pretty much don't go anywhere near the Moonfang side, because, you know, wolves, scary, they could come get you. And be very careful if the Dogmanfell rabbit is up and you've got groups, you know, killing the rabbit, because I don't know, AOE, you know, there could be stuff, so you just need to be careful. So
yeah, I don't go anywhere near that place. Yeah,
yeah, but there's lots of places that you can find a little comfy spot and have a bit of, you know, have a bit of a fish. It's nice to do, so enjoy. I love fishing. For you guys, if you don't know, I love fishing. I have not managed to have as much fishing time as I would like to, but I love fishing. So if I can just chill for a couple of hours and fish somewhere that I'm just, you know, either catching something, like doing the heirloom fishing pole, where you had to, you know, you had to get the certain rungs in the fishing pole on leader. Like for me, I just am quite content. So fishing on a challenge tune, like a working man or the pacifist, is good fun. Even leveling. I like leveling fishing. It's good fun.
One thing, if you fish from the pools, not only do you get the fish, even if you have low skill, but the crates that you get, they contain a lot of junk, which is, you can sell. Don't sell the Dark Moon Fair, what is it, Dark Moon Elixir? Dark Moon Firewater.
Mm-hmm.
You can put that one on the auction house. All the others are,
yes,
soulbound. Mm-hmm. But that sells very well on the auction house, especially when the fair is over.
Yes. Like if you want to be a little, you know, auction house, what do you call it, tycoon, shark, whatever, good time to sell that stuff is definitely when Dark Moon Fair is over. So yeah, make yourself a little bit of gold. Absolutely. All right. So Dark Moon Fair, as much as we love it, and it comes around every month, as you know, for those that don't know, it does happen every month. But other world events that happen normally only once a year, and we've got a couple of those. One's just started. One is coming up. So Luna Festival has just started, which is great. It's run around. It's honor the elders. You know, get your your coins and ancestry coins. You can buy various things from the vendors. There's all sorts of things. There's achievements. You know, not that you really are hunting all that stuff on a challenge tune. You're hunting XP. That's what you're hunting, is XP.
Pretty much, yes.
Yeah. So for you, how have you found Luna this year? What have you been doing?
Seems pretty similar to previous years in terms of what you can do and what it gives you. I have been going around visiting elders.
Mm-hmm.
I tried it on both a low-level character and level 50 plus characters, just to look at the experience difference.
Right.
For the level 19, talking to an elder got me 1500 experience.
Mm-hmm.
For a level 51, I got about 440 experience, which isn't a lot. It's about half of an old world chest, so it adds up. If you're looking for experience,
yep,
it's experience, go for it. Fly around. I can knit while I'm flying in between them. Multitasking.
Nice. Absolutely. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I tend not to go to the Horde ones. I'm Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are guarded. Some of them are in the middle of towns, like in Crossroads.
Mm-hmm.
Not a safe place to go.
Nope.
Some of them are less guarded. I know the one in Bloodhoof Village. It doesn't seem to have a lot of guards around it, but I don't usually risk it on an Alliance tune.
Yeah.
It's the guy standing by the bridge.
Yes.
Bloodhoof Village.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll just leave the Horde alone. Other people are more adventurous and want the experience more, but
yeah.
I pass on that. And I pass on the one in PvP areas.
Yeah.
Like in Winter Grasp.
Yes. Mind you, if you've got control of it, you know, sweet. But if you don't have control of it, I mean, I know I've done that. I think I did it last year on the Pacifist, where I was watching. It was like horde control, horde control, horde control. And I was like going, come on. Like, seriously.
Oh, yeah,
just,
you were
come
just like...
on. Yes. It's just, you know, it's just one of those things. It was like, watch, watch. And I think it was either the last day or the second last day. I can't remember exactly. But all of a sudden it was Alliance control. And I'm like, okay, get there. It was just like flying, get there. And, you know, it was the fastest I've been in. Clicked on it, get the hell out.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so it was,
you.
It was, yeah.
You lived.
But I did, you know, and I would have cried. I would have been in a meltdown if I'd liked. So I would not do that one again because it was a little, bit of really, I probably should not have done that, but I did it. And in hindsight, probably not the best way to put in jeopardy my tune. But, you know,
yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say that. But,
yeah, exactly. So it's
your choice, though, so.
Yes, yes. So I did do it once, and that was it. That's, yeah, it's enough to get the heart going, you know, a million miles an hour, and it's just like, yeah, it is so not worth it. It's not worth it, not for the XP. And
well, it wouldn't be worth it for 440 experience, I'm sorry, no.
Yes. Yes, well, now, absolutely. Definitely not worth it. All right, so what else? What else did you find?
Well, I tend to be careful in Moonglade. There is that boss fight with Omen, the large dog or whatever he is. He comes out of the lake and people kill it. And you can, in fact, get credit for the quest without participating in the fight if you click on the object that's left behind. But make sure he's dead. His AoE is wide ranging and intense.
Yes.
And you can get killed just watching if you're too close.
So and make sure that
careful.
The wolves, yeah, I think there's other wolves or that are normally red around the area. So be
oh right, because normally they aren't.
Because they're around there when Omens and then you kill them and then go over and don't, you know, do the fireworks because you've got to retract Omen out of the lake. Don't do like I have over the years, nearly every bloody year, where I get there and I'm like, summon Omen, where? I forgot the fireworks.
No fireworks.
It's like, go back to Ogrimmar, buy like 3 stacks of fireworks, because you'll sit there and you'll be going, fireworks, fireworks, and you go through a whole stack. It's like, Omen's not coming out. What's going on? So then you keep going and about nearly through the second stack, and you're like, where the hell? Oh, here he comes, finally. It's like, what? So yeah. But be very careful. Not the safest place to be for a challenge stone, definitely. Stay right away.
Yeah, for sure.
If you're doing on a passy, be very careful too with proximity kills and stuff. So if you're going to click, you know, if you want to wait till Omen's done, you probably, I think you've got a couple minutes. I was going to time it. I forgot to time it. As to how long that, the circle, the Omen circle beam is up, because you need to be
there. Oh, yeah,
better.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, so I think it's a couple minutes.
Some amount of time, but I don't know how long.
Yeah, so you probably just want to be very careful on the passy, because obviously if other people are around and they're killing wolves or killing, there's wolves and deer, and I think further up there's mental blank, not trogs, I can see them, I completely... can't think of the fur bogs is further up, yeah, just like, again, be very careful and be safe, okay? So, because you don't want to get flagged on your tune, basically, for like prox kills and things like that. So be very, very careful. Okay, what else? So we've got Omen, so be careful of that.
There's another quest chain that starts there in Moonglade, that will get you the flower crowns, which are green and you can't wear them as a challenger, but and a quest that will make them permanently transmogable, not just during Lunar Festival. I haven't done it this year, so I'm hazy on the details. I know Zaya has done it and mentioned it in Guild Chat. Mm-hmm. You have to go around to some moon wells and, I don't know, click on them or do something there.
Yeah,
he said it's not bad if you fly.
Yeah.
Fly in over stuff. I asked him if it was passy safe. And he said there were no mobs right at the moon wells that he saw, but there are some visible. So,
yeah,
at some distance, but I don't know how far. So be careful.
Yeah.
And again, prox kills if you're doing that on a passy.
Exactly. That came in last year. So there was nothing new. And I've put the link to Nisi. Thank you for the write-up. That's the write-up on the website. So for those that want to go check it out, please pop over there and see all the things.
It has a fun new header too, by the way.
It does. It's so cute. I love it.
It's like one of the things you can buy as a toy.
And it's Year of the Ox for those that are into, you know, the it is the Year of the Ox this year, which actually is my dad. That ties in because his birthday. So yeah, it's one of those things. Nothing new. I did go and have a look at the vendors last night to see, because I was like, I'm not really sure, but it doesn't look like there is actually anything new. So there's nothing new if you've already done it last year. So, but if you're chasing XP for your challenge tunes, obviously, you know, good idea to go and get them. Also, the coins don't disappear. So that is one of those things that if you collect them and you stick them in your bank, so, you know, next year you come around, you've still got stuff if you haven't used them all. So,
it's one of the few coins or tokens that don't disappear.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Probably because it was the first one. I don't know why they kept them.
I don't know either. I just love it.
It's nice because if they bring a new toy, then you might have some coins from last year.
So. Yes. Exactly. So yeah. Okay, so pretty muchly, I agree. Wish none would disappear, Chris. Absolutely. There's many things that often I think, or make things like account wide. You know, like the coins, if they were.
Oh, that would be nice.
Account wide. Or, you know, or various at Christmas time when you get the little. When you go to like your garrison and you do those garrison Christmas, like,
oh, those are account wide. You can
they are, which is really good. So it'd be nice
if
there was more of those kinds of things. So you could send it to your main tune or to another tune and be like, cool, this is really good. Because once you've collected them on your challenger, and especially when you die, I always do this for Dark Moon Fair tickets. I always go and vendor and get my bag every single time. If I get more Dark Moon Fair tickets on a challenge tune, I will keep doing the bag until I've got no tickets. Because therefore, if I lose that tune, I've still got the gold, which I can send to my bank tune. Or I can go and have a look and see if there's a pet. Because, you know, a pet's an account, yep, so I can buy a pet and be like, well, I've used up all my gold and now I can delete my tune, but my account gets the pet. You know, it's all this forward thinking I like to do, so to speak. All right. Well, I mean, obviously, they're the big ones with Luna, and Luna runs for a couple of weeks. It's normally a couple of weeks. So, having a look, Nisi's probably got up. We'll wrap up on the 19th. So, you've got a bit of time to go do all these things, which is fantastic. There is a Love is in the Air, which will start this week, which I'll talk about in a bit. But Love is in the Air is coming as well. And again, you know, not everything's going to be challenge friendly. So we always do write-ups, which appreciate. Nisi sorts that out for us and gets that up on the website. So thank you, Nisi, for doing all those. And if there's any questions, obviously pop into Discord, ask your questions, send us your tweets if you've got a concern about a world event, or, you know, or send in an email. If in doubt, don't do it. If you really don't know whether to do something or not, don't do it. Get some answers from the mod team, and before, you know, because you don't want to flag yourself. There's nothing worse than doing something and finding out you flagged yourself and that's it. Though you can use your toon as a scout, which is always good. Yes, exactly. Sometimes stuff can get missed, and especially if they're adding new things into the game, which I think most of us knows isn't often, but sometimes if there's something new, we need to test out those new things to see if it is going to be challenge friendly as well. So we don't want, you know, to be like, oh yeah, go do all these world events, they're all fine, and then find that the world event, the new thing, all of a sudden causes, you know, an issue. So yeah. Anything else that we need to tell them about world events, Fair?
Not that I know of.
Excellent. All right. Okay. Well, I think that just gives you a pretty in-depth, you know, analysis of what's there for the current and, of course, Dark Moon Fair. So if you're doing Dark Moon Fair, if you're listening to this on the podcast, really sorry, guys, but you're too late. Wait till Dark Moon Fair comes back next month. For those that are wanting to utilize it, like, get out there. You've got a few hours still of Dark Moon Fair, and you've got Lunar Festival up until the 19th. So, you know, go to it. Help you level your little irons and your passies, and obviously your bloods are no go. So please don't go doing that, otherwise your bloods are gonna get flagged. All right. How's your week been, Fair? Other than us having our as to Dark Moon.
Yeah, really.
Fair.
Aside from that.
Yeah. Other than that, how has the week been for you? What have you been up to?
Let's see. Oh, I got a level to 55 on the pacifist that I'm working on.
Mm-hmm.
She's one who started in this Shadowlands expansion. So.
Yep. Is this the tune? This is the tune that I've used the picture for?
No.
No? Okay. All right.
No, that's an iron. I don't have the picture up because I'm not on Twitch.
Okay.
But we talked about it, and I think we used my druid.
Yes. No. Okay. All right.
No, this is just she is a druid passy, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah, she started in Shadowlands pre-expansion. So.
Okay. Right. Gotcha.
So, you know, I just wanted to see how long it would take. Mm-hmm. I'm not pushing hard on doing her archaeology. I'm using rested experience.
So. Okay. Yep.
Just less craziness. I don't have to rush through it.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to be first, so
yeah.
But that's done. Anyway, I also spent time doing archaeology on a working man.
Mm-hmm.
She's a hunter. She's currently level 54, and I wanted to try digging in new places.
Okay.
Just because, I mean, I love always digging Kalimdor, maybe Eastern Kingdoms, a little bit in Northrend or Outland, but mostly Kalimdor.
Yep.
So I just thought, for a fun change of scenery, I would take a look at some of the archaeology sites in other places. had to get her level high enough in archaeology for those sites to even appear.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She started at zero. I'd not done any digging until she was 50. But so she did her old world digging, and then she started seeing sites in Draenor and Pandoria.
Mm-hmm.
Draenor I still don't like.
Yeah.
It spawns things, and it just seems like the sites I was getting had too many annoying little mobs that had to be killed.
Okay.
Skittering around things, and I don't know. I just don't find it a real friendly place.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the experience is lousy.
Yeah.
But that's also true in Pandaria. The experience is about half of what you would get in the old world.
Mm-hmm.
So, in Pandaria, however, I'm enjoying it. That's always been an expansion that I like. I like the terrain. I like the area. I don't recommend it on a pacifist. There are random spawns that happen randomly. Enough times to make a pacifist nervous.
Mm-hmm.
I did take the passy over there and said, no, I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't like that. But a working man hunter, not a problem.
Yeah.
Something pops up, you shoot it. It's dead. Some of the things that pop up are called haunted spirits,
mm-hmm.
and they actually drop additional relics, fragments. So if you kill them and loot them, you get additional archaeology things. But that's nice, but a pacifist can't do that. It's half the experience of leveling in Kalimdor or Eastern Kingdoms. So I do it when rested.
Yep.
Which makes it the same as doing unrested in the other areas.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I justify it in my head.
Yep.
I'm also getting some new achievements that I've never gotten before on anybody.
Okay.
And that's fun.
Cool.
Collecting artifacts I've never gotten before.
Nice.
Ticking them off. Yeah, I never had any Pandaria Archie achievements. So.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, I'm doing this. It's just fun. I mean, yeah. I'm in no rush. Just enjoying the ride. Have no particular reason to do this that gives less experience and goes slower, but it's new scenery,
mm-hmm.
new achievements. It's fun, something to do.
Yep.
I can live with the lower experience for doing it only on rested and getting new things.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's what I did with her. She's 54 now.
Nice.
I've also spent a lot of time hunting chests on my longtime Iron Druid, Feriona. She's
mm-hmm.
the one who's has the icon probably
mm-hmm.
displayed.
Yeah.
She is old, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
She started in Pandaria.
Yep.
And hit max at all the levels from Pandaria on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little protective of her. She's not going to go to Shadowlands.
Yeah.
I've decided she's going to take this low route, and we'll get there when she gets there.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing chess and holidays. Just taking it easy.
Yep.
She never went to BFA during the BFA expansion, so
mm-hmm.
She's used to being slow. That's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have Threads of Fate yet. I'm working on it. On a regular.
Yeah.
She's just starting in Ardenweald, so she's making progress.
Yep.
Once I get Threads of Fate, I'll take some other tunes to Shadowlands as irons.
Mm-hmm.
But not this one.
Yeah.
This one is going old school.
That's fair. That's fair enough. Stir says an elder ? Give me a coin. As to your druid.
Oh, he always asks me for elder coins. He gives me a very hard time about that.
Don't give Fair a hard time. Naughty. Mind you, he did say, oh, players, stop coming up to me and asking for a coin of ancestry. I'm not an elder.
Are you using the elder title? Some Mine was defaulting to that for a while. I had to change that. I changed it to the Fabulous or something.
Nice. Nice. Absolutely. Yeah, that might, you know, that might be fitting, Stir, if you have the Elder title, you know, on the tunes. That would be funny. Nice. All right, so what else? What else have we got?
Now I'm playing around on some scouts. I have a little hunter who started to be an iron hunter until she scoutified herself. My plan with her was to try to quest through BFA, because I've never really done that.
Yes.
That didn't go too well. Let's just say she ran into some very unfriendly people. Who had a little disguise on, and it fell off, and the whole town decided they needed to kill her.
Pirates. No.
So she's a scout of all scouts now. I gave her green things and taught her professions. She's still doing BFA, but she can do it her way. I'm mostly trying to learn the area on the ground, because I can't fly.
Yeah. She didn't
last long. I think she died at level 15.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
But, yeah, like, I don't know those quests, you know, know what areas to avoid particularly. And, I mean, I wasn't that serious about her that I would scout for the scout.
Yeah. Okay, Chris says she like, I like that, scoutified herself. Nisi says, show title, I scoutified myself, or just scoutified.
I think that's true.
Stir says, arr. So, yeah, it's, you know, again, learning curves, because this is all, you know, there are so many places that you can take your, in particular, your irons, or, you know, they just... Do I go to this zone? Do I go to this zone? Do I want to try something different? Sometimes it's a matter of, well, I'm not sure if this place is going to be any good. And, you know, by trying it out and finding what works for you, which is, you know, the scouting part of it, it certainly helps when you relay back to, obviously, the community as to, well, little things that didn't quite go as planned, which is good to know, but still.
Yeah, I'm just, yeah, trying to learn the, learn a new zone for me, really.
Yeah.
I think I did BFA once on a regular to get through it.
Yeah.
With a friend. So do I know it personally, up close and personal? No, I don't. So yeah. I'm learning it.
There's some very, like, scary spots in BFA, as I it's just like, you don't go that way, don't go this way. So and some, you know, type mobs and areas that you just like, so it's not a bad idea to go scout things out and look things around, which is really good. Well, I'm glad that you're having fun, as you know, and that the stress level has come down from the Dark Moon Fair incident of January, February, which is good to know. But you've been busy. You've been very busy, which is always the case. So thank you for sharing all your insights and words,
adventures. Yes.
Yeah, it's great. We love to hear about that. So that's good. I did manage to play a little bit of my baby Passy. She hit 26. We just went, all we've been doing is just going round and round and round the gnome starting area, which is fantastic. Which is great. Like, I'm not being funny. I mean, I love that area. So I'm just going round and round and round, which is good. I need to take her for a bit more of Wanda to get some more XP and things like that. But it's just been a little crazy. IRL is having a little bit of an impact, and so is other stuff. So, yeah, so I haven't played as much as I wanted to this week, which is good. But the baby Passy, you know, She's generally... I'm still not confident to hop on the big girl. Just yet. Maybe for Luna, maybe we might pull one of them out and we'll see how we go. I don't know. I kind of feel like it's... I don't know. I feel very trepidatious about it. Maybe that's the word. No, I don't.
That's valid.
I'm just kind of like, I don't know if I quite want to touch her just now. Yet I feel like there's still so much that we're learning about this expansion and everything that's going on. It's just like, yeah. So hence why I've been playing the baby passy, because, you know, if something happens, if something happens, I could kind of be like, yeah, okay, all right, you know, if these things happen, let's go again. But like you, if something happens to the big girl, that's just, you know, I might not recover.
Yeah, you get protective.
Yes,
I do, at least. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So we will see. Okay, all right, well, I think that's all we've got for this week in that. So let's have a look. Where's my news bumper? Let's do this one. Here we go.
Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Excellent. All right, so we've got a couple of things that we want to mention for this week. So first off, congratulations to, and I am not going to pronounce this because I don't know, what is it, Russian, Belgian, whatever it is, but it converts to Marbani, our six Shadowlands Iron Man champion. If for any reason, I'm going to put it out there, if there is anyone that's listening that might know the person that has this tune, we've been trying to contact them to get some information so we can do a write-up, which is what we like to do for our, you know, for our Shadow Champions once people have hit max level and green flagged and all of that. So if anyone knows this person, if they're in your guild, if you're unsure, send us a message. We're trying to get some information so we can get a write-up from the person themselves. So congratulations, Marbani. And if you happen to be listening or know who this person is, please get in contact with Nisi or with the mod team, and we'll point you towards Nisi. We want to get a write-up as to your tune and how your adventures went with your Iron Man champion. So please do that. That would be awesome. Now, Lunar Festival is running until February 19th, which I mentioned earlier. Again, great one for getting some bonus XP is the good way to think about it. I will link again for those in the chat room. There we go, Lunar Festival. For those up on the website, there is a nice write-up. Again, thank you, Nisi, for that. Love is in the Air starts on Monday, February 8th, and runs through until February 22. And the damn rocket doesn't exist. But anyway, I will be busy doing that, I can see. So that'll be fun. Again, bonus XP, there'll be stuff that you need to be careful of on your challenge tune. There will be things that you'll want to do and things that won't be so good. So we'll have to wait and see what's, you know, if there's any new things coming up, and we'll have a write-up on the website at some stage, whether it's just before or just after it started. Okay.
One thing I remember about that, mm-hmm. just in case anybody stumbles around, be careful on the roads in areas where there are
yes.
events going on, the Crown mm-hmm. Company fights,
yes.
hinterlands, and I don't know where all else, but
yes, yeah. crossroads,
people that
crossroads
not normally there.
Yeah, hinterlands, yeah. Like there's quite a few places. And they will, like, the wagons will be normally just off the side of the road, but the mobs will fight, you know, and they're red. Like, they're gonna, if you're going past and they see you, they're gonna, you're gonna aggro them. So, it just, you know, it just becomes very messy. So, be very, very careful if you're, you know, just questing. Keep an eye on where might be not a good area to be around. Obviously, if you're on a toon that can do it and you want to get some XP, again, they can be a little crowded, a little bit tight with the amount of mobs around. I know that you can pick them off on, you know, a caster or a hunter, but for something other that you're a bit more melee, you might just be very, very careful and definitely use some crowd control if you can. So, otherwise, stay the hell away from it. That's probably the best way. If you don't, if you can't do it, you know, again, we don't want a dead toon. We just want to get some XP as safely as you possibly can. All right. Now, the other thing is, at the moment, until we've got a promo up until the 7th for Spreadshirt. There is a 20% off until the February 7th, which technically for me is today, but for you guys it's tomorrow. There is also a 15% off from the 17th to the 21st of February. I'm putting it in now because reasons, you'll understand that in a minute, but not right now. So Spreadshirt promo. So if you want things like, you know, like a mug to drink your coffee, fair, you've got a pacifist mug and
a bag.
And a bag. That's right.
A tote bag. Wonderful. Tote bag.
Yes.
With the pacifist flowers on them. Beautiful design.
Exactly. And, you know, we have designs up there now, not only just the our brand logo, but there's also designs for each of the challenges. So if you want to, you know, if you want to represent the challenge that you love, whether it's pacifist like Fair or Bloodthirsty or Working Man or Green Man, there's all different types up there. So go check it out. Alrighty. Okay, so anything else that I had to remember? I don't think so. I think we will do chit chat. Where's my little bumper? Here we go.
Hey yo, it's chit chat.
Okay, so we are gonna play this little pawn right here from, where's this bumper? Here it is. We love this bumper.
Ezzy's pawn.
All right, go for it, Fair. What have we got from the pun vault of Ezzy?
From Ezzy's pun vault. Yes. What do you call a cow that just gave birth?
Don't know.
Decaffeinated. I guess that one was for you, Lita.
Yep. Thanks. Thanks, Nisi. thank you, Azzy, again, you know, for throwing it out there. Thank you, Nisi, for choosing that one. Oh, funny. Alrighty. Now, from Dave's Book of Wisdom, we have, if you keep your feet firmly on the ground, you'll have trouble putting on your pants. He ain't wrong. Definitely not wrong on that scope. Thank you, Dave. Yes. So don't keep them firmly on the ground. Absolutely. Thanks, Dave and Azzy. That's good. All right. We did have we had a couple of questions this week. Fair. What did we have first off?
Okay, from Mamoki. Hi, my friend. I have a question. I'm playing in the Bloodthirsty Challenge and went from a green flag to a yellow one for not enough kills. I've been killing mostly rares. Can I fix this so that I'm green again? And the answer, Not sure who it's from, but
I'd say.
I will read it.
Yes. I'm going to guess Nisi.
It's probably Nisi, yes.
Nisi, it'll have to be Nisi Ozea.
Yeah. A yellow flag for kills on a bloodthirsty can be fixed in most cases. You'll need to kill mobs that are yellow or green to you, probably for a full level, and start backing off on killing the rares. Just keep killing the yellow and green mobs until you see your yellow flag has flipped back to green. If your flag turns red for 4 kills, that is not something that can be flipped back to green. So catching a flag for numbers of kills early is important, because you can flip the yellow but not a red.
Exactly. Once your red flag, that's it, done. So, yeah, so again, you know, we know there's been issues for a long time with certain, you know, certain things where we find you go killing stuff and stuff's not counting and you're thinking, well, what's going on? And the way that the percentages and the kills are tracked and it just becomes messy. So it's all a matter of don't always focus on one particular thing with bloodthirsties. You might have to do a bit grindy just to get your kill levels up. So Nisi says it's gotten better with Chromie time off. Okay. And again, you know, obviously with Shadowlands, things have made it different, you know, different again to what we had previously in BFA. So it's all a matter of, you know, just watching your kills, watching and keeping a track yourself. Check your stats, like go kill a few mobs, back off on it, see how your stats are looking. It's important to be killing things that are giving you the XP kill instead of just killing things. You might get XP, but if it's not counting for an XP kill, you know, that becomes an issue. So please keep that in mind. But thank you for the question. Okay, I have one from Kristen. Says, can you do challenges as allied races? I just can't find any info on the site. Thanks. So again, I think this was a Twitter one as well, from memory, Nisi. Yes, you can. If you want to play a challenge that doesn't allow green gear, then as soon as you create your character, log and you've logged in, strip off your green gear. Okay? As soon as you've done it, don't log out. Strip off first before you do anything else. They are listed on separate lists. So when you go into each challenge, there is a section up the top that says about allied races. Click on that and that will take you to the allied races section. So that is very important to remember, because allied races has been different and has been on a different list. All right, but again, thank you. So absolutely, if you want to make a panda, go for it. And if you want to make something else, go for it. Give it a go, see how you find it. Let us know how you found it. Okay, well, anything else? Chat room, we gotten anything else? I think we've covered everything. Oh my god, we might have a short show. Any fair, we might.
Maybe.
Hey, what's going on? Crazy. This is good. Chat room, anything else that you want to know while we're here? Because otherwise we're going to wrap it up and wrap up the show, because you know what, I am happy to do a short show because I have got stuff that needs to be done. So I'm quite happy to go, you know, move boxes and do all sorts of fun things. No, we're done. Nothing else. I think we'll wrap it up. All right, let's do it. So for the thank yous, I didn't change the color. Oh, fair. I'm so bad. I's naughty. I forgot to change the color so you could read it. Can you read that if I change that? Did I lose you?
Oh, I'm here. I'm sorry. I didn't push to talk, sorry.
Oh, okay.
It's fine. I can read it.
Okay, I've changed it to blue. That's
push
okay.
Push to talk, fair.
Yeah. All right. If you can do the thank okay. yous, please.
Yeah, we want to thank all of our Iron Elite who support all of the workings of the website and other things that cost money. So we thank everyone who's contributed, no matter how, Patreon or bits or donations, whatever. Thank you
yes.
all. And the Iron Elite are as follows: Alejandras, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupa, Crash Landing 99, Dave the Hunter, Execute, Fair, Gaston, Grand Negus, Iron Brittle, Chris W, Laren Remen, if I got that right, Lita, Mr. Bright 01, I'm going to scroll. Mrs. Rock Guru, Ms. Miggy, Mrs. Charmy, Nisi, Rude, Stir, Stone, Swingcat, Tiber, aka Tiber, Wynema, Zaya, and Zortz. Thank you all.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. It's greatly appreciated. All right. Now, from Stonester and myself, we would like to thank our awesome and amazing mods for all the things that they do. It, and again, you guys, I know I do say this every week, but seriously, the things that you guys do that help my life, make my life so much easier, it's greatly appreciated. So, to Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute Fair, Chris, Nisi, and Zaya, thank you so much. We do appreciate that. To our Code Wardens, to Elky, Fimla, Snaptime, and Bell, thank you for the things that you do. We do greatly appreciate you guys looking after the things and the stuff, and we do appreciate the giving of your time where you can to take care of these things. So thank you. To everyone here in the chat room, guys, thanks for hanging out for the last hour or so. It's been lovely to catch up with Fair and to see the chat room. So thanks, guys, for that. Everyone listening on the podcast, thank you for listening. We do appreciate it. All right. So a couple things. The next show will be Saturday, February 20th, 7 p.m. Eastern, because you know what? I'm taking a week off next week and I'm not gonna be here. So we're having a week off, no show. So we'll see you in 2 weeks. All right. Yeah. Things and stuff. So I'll be busy. Now, don't forget things that you can find us over at the website, which is wildchallenges.com. There is all the information for our Discord, our Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channels there, as well as you can find the episode on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. If you would like to send an email, certainly send one to podcast@wildchallenges.com. You can certainly send us questions on via Discord to the mods, to myself, through Twitter. There are ways and means to get us, as well as Facebook. So, you know, if you've got questions or some, you know, tips or tricks or just things that you want to share, go for it. We're happy to, you know, sharing is caring, really. So for a community, we love people when they share information. So we do appreciate that. Fair, where can we find you, please?
I am on Discord as Fair, and I can generally be found in the Iron Man Guild on Wormrest Accord US. Mm-hmm. Generally not early morning, but other times.
Yes. Normally. Absolutely. All right. And don't forget, you can find me on Twitter at LitaWow, which is LWETAWOW, as well as like Discord and, you know, the usual places, guys. If you need to get in contact with me, like directly, and you can't, talk to the mods and they can get a message to me, that kind of thing, like, if you need. All right. Other than that, our last thank yous. Can you do those?
We have a couple of big ones.
Yes.
Big thank you to Mr. Bright 01 for our wonderful intro, which makes me smile every time I hear it.
Yes.
You can find him on Discord at Mr. Bright 01. And also a very big thank you to Epic Insanity for our outro coming up shortly. You can find him on Twitter at epic_insanity, as well as on the Frozen Nerds podcast.
Absolutely. And we do appreciate those guys for the things that they do. Stir says in chat, fair. WS cleaned out. Just saying.
Oh, thank you, Stir.
Okay.
I'll wait till later. There's so many of us doing chest hunting, you know?
Yes.
We have to coordinate it.
I was gonna say, you know, we might have to get a schedule out and be like, you know, this is, you can only go there between these certain times. It's you know, just gotta.
Yeah, I hold down the late night shifts.
So. Yeah. Yep. You know, that's it. It's good.
Kind of on Aussie time.
Exactly. Both you and Nisi. It's nice to see, you know, I appreciate
just a day
it.
Off.
You guys might not appreciate, like, your body might be like, my body clock is so out of whack, but I appreciate seeing, you know, you lovely people awake at my normal time. Yeah, exactly. So I appreciate that. All right. Other than that, I think we've got everything. So, what's a body clock? Yes, Chris, I know, sweetie. I'd say it's gonna end soon, but, you know, we keep trying for Lotto. Like, we just keep trying. Like, surely, one day, big win would be nice. So, yeah. Nisi says, I've tried to fix my sleep schedule. I don't know how many times. I do know someone with a very booked sleep schedule myself, so I do understand that. All right, well, I think we're done, guys. So, like I said, short show is a good show. Fair, thank you so much for coming and having a chat again.
Thank you for having me.
I do appreciate it. And all the information about Dark Moon Fair and Lunar Festival, excuse me, Dark Moon Fair has still got a couple of hours, guys, so if you want some free XP on those challenge tunes that can do it, please, you know, pop off now, go get some. Otherwise,
get
Lunar Festival.
You don't have one.
Get the bag. Yeah, the bag is very handy. At a low level, having that 16-slot bag is like, oh my lordy, yeah, it's so good. It's really good to have. All right. Well, that's it, guys. We will see you in 2 weeks' time, February 20th. Okay? For those of you that have a good, happy Valentine's Day next week, because I'm not going to be here. So I'll be having Valentine's with my sweetie. So that'll be...
Happy Valentine's to you.
I know. Happy Valentine's to me. So, yes. So that will all be happening, hence why I'm not going to be here next week. So everyone, please have a great week or 2 weeks. Stay safe, both in and out of game, because we really want to see you back here. And we will catch you soon. So bye.
Goodbye, all. Thanks for listening.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast. Produced by Stone and Lita, copyright
2021.
Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.